Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Central Armed Police Forces to provide 10% reservation to former Agniveers in their recruitments. CBI arrests kingpin of NEET paper leak case. Central government launches inquiry into probationary IAS officer Pooja Khedkar's credentials. With its growing population and influence, India is on track to become a superpower by 2047, says Financial Times. BCCI releases schedule for Indian cricket team's white ball tour to Sri Lanka. And in tennis, Indian-Ecuadorian duo of N. Sriram Balaji and Gonzalo Escobar to play men's doubles semi-final of Bravo Open in Germany this evening. And now the news in detail. The Central Forces will implement 10% reservation for ex-Agniveers. Amid debate over the Agnipath scheme, the Central Forces have announced that they will implement 10% reservation for former Agniveers. The chiefs of the Central Forces, such as Border Security Force, Central Reserve Police Force, Central Industrial Security Force and Sashastra Seema Bal, said that former Agniveers will get relaxation in age and there will also be no physical efficiency test for them. Director General CISF Nina Singh has said the Home Ministry has taken a big step of recruiting ex-Agniveers in Central Armed Police Forces. Talking to media, she said CISF has also made all arrangements in this regard.
इस तैयारी के अंतर्गत अग्निवीरों के लिए कांस्टेबल पद की भर्ती में 10% पद आरक्षित किए गए हैं इसके अतिरिक्त उन्हें शारीरिक दक्षता परीक्षा उसमें उन्हें छूट प्रदान की गई है साथ ही उन्हें आयु सीमा में भी छूट प्रदान की गई है
Director General Border Security Force Nitin Agrawal said they are getting ready soldiers and nothing can be better than that.
चार साल इन्होंने मशक्कत की नौकरी की है तो BSF के लिए एकदम अनुरूप हैं ये एक तरह से हमको तैयार सोल्जर मिल रहे हैं हम इनको तुरंत सीमा पे तैनात करेंगे सब बलों में इसका लाभ होगा जिसमें भी अग्निवीर जाएंगे जितनी हमारी वैकेंसीज होंगी उनका 10% इनके लिए रिजर्व्ड होगा और इनको एज की भी छूट है
Director General Railway Protection Force Manoj Yadav said RPF is excited to welcome ex-Agniveers.
भविष्य में जो भी भर्ती आरक्षक यानी कांस्टेबल के लेवल पे होगी उसमें भी सभी श्रेणियों में 10% आरक्षण का प्रावधान किया जाएगा न सिर्फ आरक्षण दिया जाएगा बल्कि उनको आयु सीमा में छूट भी दी जाएगी
Director General CRPF Anish Dayal Singh said Agniveers will prove to be an asset as they have gained discipline while being in the army.
अग्निवीर को सीआरपीएफ में लेने का सवाल है इसके लिए ऑलरेडी सारी तैयारी हो चुकी है जो पहले बैच के अग्निवीर हैं अगर वे ज्वाइन करना चाहते हैं सीआरपीएफ तो उनके लिए 5 साल की छूट भी है उम्र में और उसके अलावा 10% रिजर्वेशन है उनके लिए उनको फिजिकल एफिशिएंसी टेस्ट से छूट है और जो सेकेंड बैच से आएंगे उनके लिए 3 साल की भी उम्र में रियायत
The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested Rakesh Ranjan, alias Rocky, who is believed to be the kingpin in the NEET paper leak case. He has been sent to the CBI's custody for 10 days. Rocky is also linked to another key figure in this racket, Sanjeev Mukhiya, who has been involved in this scam for 2 decades and is on the run. The arrest of Ranjan or Rocky could help CBI wide open the NEET paper leak case. The probe agency has so far arrested over a dozen people, including the principal and the vice principal of a school in Jharkhand's Hazaribagh. The CBI and various state police forces are investigating a national racket that involves leaking of question papers for competitive exams like NEET. The central government has set up a single-member committee to investigate the candidature, claims and other details of Pooja Khedkar, a probationary IAS officer who has been recently embroiled in a controversy over alleged misuse of power as a civil servant. Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions has announced that the committee, headed by an additional secretary-level officer, will submit its findings within 2 weeks. This inquiry comes in the wake of allegations surrounding Ms. Khedkar's conduct and qualifications. She is a 2023 batch IAS officer of the Maharashtra cadre who secured an All India rank of 841 in the Union Public Service Commission exam. Pooja sparked a controversy after she used her private Audi car with a red-blue beacon light and VIP number plate. She allegedly demanded facilities not typically available to probationary officers. A report by Pune collector Suhas Divse detailed Ms. Kerkar's repeated demands for special treatment, including a separate cabin, car, residential quarter and a peon, even before officially beginning her training. Further allegations suggest Ms. Kerkar may have submitted fake disability and other backward class certificates to clear the civil services exam. Reports also claim she provided a mental illness certificate but failed to report to AIIMS Delhi for verification when summoned in April 2022, citing a COVID infection. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh was admitted to AIIMS Delhi yesterday following some complications. He is stable. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back. Chief economics commentator at an English daily Financial Times, Martin Wolf, has estimated India to be a superpower by 2047. In a newspaper column, the London-based economist Mr. Wolf said, with four times more population, India will match the economic output of the US by 2047. He said if India's GDP were to grow even at 5% a year by 2047 and US GDP were to grow at 2.3%, India's economy would equal that of the US in purchasing power parity terms. Mr. Wolf added that India has strengths and it has good relations with the West, to which it is strategically important. He said that India could be what the IMF calls a connector country in the world economy. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has awarded seven new projects to industries under the Technology Development Fund scheme for various requirements of the armed forces and aerospace and defence sectors. Defence Ministry said these project sanctions are a testimony to the continuing endeavour of DRDO in nurturing industries, especially MSMEs and startups in defence and aerospace domains. In Telangana, an aspirational block, Pembi Mendal, has achieved 100% target set for agriculture sector under Sampurnta Abhiyan, taken up by the Niti Aayog. District Agriculture Officer Anji Prasad told Akashvani News that all 2,900 soil health samples have been collected as target set. He further said, all farmers against a target of 3,200 have been given the investment support under the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi.
Pembi Mandal has collected for different aspects under an aspirational program of Niti Aayog, which is being implemented by the central government. So in that, regarding agriculture, there are three parameters are there. One is saturation of soil health card. Second one is Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi. Third one is farmer producer organization. We already collected 2,900 samples and achieved 100% target for the soil health program.
A farmer from Itikayal village of Pembi block, Gugulot Reddy, informed that getting the soil test done has helped him a lot and the cotton yield in his 4 acres has almost doubled.
मेरे पास 4 एकड़ जमीन है लगभग 20 साल से मैं जमीन कर रहा हूँ उसमें पानी की कमी के वजह से सिर्फ कपास ही पिकाते हैं कपास के सिवा दूसरा पिक नहीं निकलती उसमें इससे पहले 3 से 4 क्विंटल से ज्यादा कपास नहीं निकलती थी उसको हम एग्रीकल्चर ऑफिसर से मिलके जमीन की मट्टी लेके जाके साइल टेस्ट कराए साइल टेस्ट कराने से पोटेशियम की कमी है बोलने से उसको हम पोटेशियम डाले पोटेशियम डालने के बाद अब हमारे पास 1 एकड़ में 5 से 6 क्विंटल एवरेज बढ़ा और हर कोई किसान भी हो ये साइल टेस्ट कराने से अच्छा फायदा होता.
The popular Kannada actress and former Doordarshan and Akashvani presenter Aparna passed away in Bengaluru last night. The 57-year-old Aparna, who was popular on the film and television screen, was suffering from lung cancer. In the 1990s, Aparna started working as a radio jockey in All India Radio and a presenter in DD Chandana. In a post on X, Chief Minister Siddaramaiah has expressed his condolences. Char Dham Yatra pilgrims can now create their Ayushman Bharat health account ABHA on the eSwasthya Dham portal. The Uttarakhand government's Department of Health and Family Welfare has launched the portal called eSwasthya Dham. The portal helps in monitoring the Char Dham Yatra pilgrims' health parameters. Union Health Ministry said in a release that pilgrims can easily create their ABHA 14-digit number at the eSwasthya Dham portal in a couple of minutes. Till date, over 65 crore ABHA have already been created. ABHA comes with several benefits for citizens, including storing and managing their health records safely. Another batch of 4,434 pilgrims left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas Base Camp in Jammu for the Kashmir Valley to perform pilgrimage to Amarnath Cave Shrine. The pilgrims left the base camp in a cavalcade of 165 vehicles early this morning. The NATO has accused China of playing a role of decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine. This marks a significant escalation in the alliance's stance on Beijing and its systematic challenges to global security. At a summit hosted by U.S. President Joe Biden in Washington, the 32-member alliance issued a joint declaration condemning China as a decisive enabler of Russia's aggression. NATO leaders expanded their concerns beyond previous statements, focusing more extensively on China's increasing capabilities and activities in space. They also reiterated apprehensions regarding Beijing's alleged malicious cyber activities, hybrid operations such as disinformation campaigns, and the rapidly expanding of its nuclear arsenal. On to sports, the Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has released the schedule for the Indian cricket team's tour of Sri Lanka. The tournament will kick off with three T20 internationals at the Palekele International Cricket Stadium on the 26th, 27th and 29th of this month. This will be followed by three-match ODI series in Colombo beginning from the 1st of August. The Indian team will arrive in Sri Lanka on the 22nd of July. This will be India's first tournament under the newly appointed head coach, Gautam Gambhir. However, the squad for the upcoming tour is yet to be announced. In tennis, India's N. Sriram Balaji and his partner Gonzalo Escobar of Ecuador have advanced to the men's doubles semifinals at the Braunschweig Challenger, also known as Bravo Open, in Germany last evening. They defeated the pair of Marcelo de Molina of Brazil and Guillermo Duran of Argentina in straight sets 6-4, 6-2. The top-seeded Indian-Ecuadorian duo will face the pair of Denis Molchanov of Ukraine and Matvey Middelkoop of the Netherlands, seeded fourth in the semi-final today. In Wimbledon tennis, men's single semi-finals will be played today. Defending champion Carlos Alcaraz will take on Daniel Medvedev, while Novak Djokovic will lock horns with Lorenzo Musetti of Italy. In women's singles, Barbora Krejcikova of Czech Republic has entered her first singles final in Wimbledon after securing a comeback win over Kazakhstan's Elena Rybakina in semi-final last night. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Anuja. On World Population Day yesterday, Hindustan Times carries a UN report on population change. The paper writes, India's population 1.45 billion to be twice China's in 2085. Dailies have also mentioned on the Niti Aayog session triggering talks of major tax reforms. The Pioneer states, Modi and leading economists meet to design budget. Haryana likely to give job quota to Agniveer, cites the Tribune. Another headline in the same paper notes, NHAI scrapping three Punjab projects over land acquisition hurdles. Air India unveils new baggage tracking tool on its mobile app and website, says the Asian Age. In a first, judge from Manipur and Koteshwar Singh named for Supreme Court, writes the Times of India. And finally, urbanization and infra development help India emerge as top realty market valued at $1 billion, surpassing China, reports the Economic Times. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Central Armed Police Forces to provide 10% reservation to former Agniveers in their recruitments. CBI arrests kingpin of NEET paper leak case. Central government launches inquiry into probationary IAS officer Pooja Kedkar's credentials. With its growing population and influence, India is on track to become a superpower by 2047, says Financial Times. BCCI releases schedule for Indian cricket team's white ball tour to Sri Lanka. And in tennis, Indian-Ecuadorian duo of N. Sriram Balaji and Gonzalo Escobar to play men's double semi-final of Bravo Open in Germany this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.